saw in the Gemara on Tezayin Amid Aleph three opinions quoted regarding the tefach of the third wall of the sukkah. In other words, it's pashut to the Gemara that you can't just assume it goes anywhere. It has to have a specific location, a position, in order that you can allow the sukkah to be kosher with the din of shtayim kilchas and usishas afilu tefach. So therefore, heichan mamida. We saw one opinion. The words are Rav Kineged Hayotze. Then we had Rav Kana Rav Asi asking Rav, why not the Amidenu Kineged Rosh Tor? That's the second opinion. Rav either accepted their critique or didn't, unclear what to make of Shatzik Rav. The Gemara continues, that says, also Shmuel Mishmei the Levi says what Rav said initially, Kineged Hayotze, V'chein Mom Be'Midrasha. And we have Rav Simon became Shum Belevi, and he says that actually this tefach turns out to be more than a tefach. Why? Because you have a tefach which is a little more tefach u'mashehu, but then what happens is you put it just within lavud, just within the sheer lavud, and then since you have the tefach u'mashehu, that compensates for the fact that you're putting it just within the sheer lavud, and now together with the lavud and the tefach, you have rov, according to Rashi, rov of a tefach of zayin tefachim. You have four tefachim, and that's the third opinion. So we have to understand what the chlal is meant by Kineged Hayotze, what's meant by Kineged Rosh Tor, and what's the chlal, the whole purpose of these various shitas. Why are you doing it this way versus the other way? Let's go first with Rashi as we began to develop yesterday, then we begin to see how the Ramban, specifically in Toza Rush, how they learn in connection to the Sugya Bava Basra, and then as far as the third sheet to hear of Avsimon. Okay, so Kineged Hayotze, the way that it reads in our Rashi, Kineged Hayotze means that you put the third wall, so to speak, the tefach, adjacent, connecting to one of the two existing walls, which right now are set up kamin gam, right angle to each other. So now you put, again, whatever the direction is going to be, but now you have the new tefach of the third wall connecting to what is now the middle wall. Right? Any way you look at it, once you put it at the end of one of the two walls at a right angle, so you have the one long wall coming out from the middle wall, and now you have this one tefach wall coming out of the middle wall. That's Kineged Hayotze. So exactly why is this the place to put it? Unclear in Rashi at this point. But we got a clue from the next Rashi. Regarding the next Shita, Rav Kana Rav Asi challenge Rav, and they say, why not Kineged Rosh Tor? The way that we'll learn, I mean, there are other Perushin Rosh Tor, you saw in the Ritva and the Maran. Let's go with the picture that we have here. The Ritva mentions that as well, B'toch HaDvarim. What are they, and what is the kimta now that they're suggesting? You take it and you connect it to the middle wall, that much we said, but instead of having it go straight, you have it go at an angle. The mashal of Rosh Tor is at the end of the field when the furrows begin to get diagonal, toward the end of the field. So the point being that this third wall is now at an angle, and therefore, what's the maila of this? Now, here Rashi gives us the point. Because now, nechzi ka'abe mechitzus. Since it's nearer notel beis mechitzus, nechzi ka'abe mechitzus. The obvious kasha in the words of Rashi, we all understand. Who needs abe mechitzus? The sukkah is a halach of how many walls? Three. So what's this idea of nechzi ka'abe? Why are we trying to achieve abe mechitzus here? Sukkah is not four walls, sukkah is three walls. What's the pshat that you have to try to gain the appearance by the fact that it's tilted toward the other two directions? Now you have the two longer walls, and you have this third wall of a tefach, which is on an angle. Now you create the image, the impression of what? Of Abba Mechitzos. What exactly do you need to do that for? What does it mean? You don't need Abba Mechitzos for a sukkah. So what's the pshat? This is what we began to suggest yesterday, and we said it even within the first pshat, but then Rav Kana Rav Asi want to make it better. But it's the same thing that we're looking for. We're trying to achieve the same result. What is it that we're trying to achieve? So we noted the following. Obviously, a sukkah doesn't need four walls. That's a given. You forget about the Shishas Tefach. You've got three walls, that's Kasher Sukkah. But what's the Pshat? How does it work? You have the Sukkah that's surrounded by three walls, but now what is the Pshat? What's Chal on the area that's within the three walls? It's Chal, a Chalos Hekif, that's considered enclosed. It's enclosed. But the obvious question is, how is it enclosed if there's one direction which is completely open? So in what sense can you say that that area within the three walls is viewed as a makom mesuyam, as a distinct place that's enclosed if the fourth area, the fourth direction, is completely open? For this, we noted the Lashon of Rashi back in the sugya of Itzvah. Rashi talks about the classic example of a three-wall sukkah. That's why the Lashon of Gemar Dofen HaEmsai, because it's talking about three walls. Rashi's language is very precise. Rashi says, "Stam sukkah b'shlosh etzvachim kimas nisin, b'harviyis hi kula pesach." What's the pshat of the Lashon Rashi, kula pesach? At the time he noted it, didn't say pshat. Rashi should say, the harviyis is open, not kula pesach. And l'chor, the answer is, based on the Lashon HaMishnah Erevin, that Yud Dalid, I believe. Actually, no, Tesvav. Tesvav Amadeis. Round there, okay? The Mishnah talks about the case of Omed Merubah L'Parutz, but he says, the point is this, Pirtza can, as long as the Pirtza is in the minority, it's not the rove, that's fine, but it has to be not more than 10 amos wide. Ko Pirtza shi ke eser amos, so the Mishnah says, Muteres neshi hi ke pesach. Up to 10 amos is okay, based on Omer Ruel Hertz. Yes, and mikan asr. Rashi says, ko pirtza shi ke eser, meaning up until 10 amos, not more. Muteres, mibneshu ke pesach, v'shehe ba'omed ro v'alein, Lashon Rashi. In other words, as long as you have alongside it more fence than gap, and the gap is not more than 10 amos wide, this ear is called enclosed. More than that is already a problem. Why does it work? The area that's opposite the open part, the area that's opposite the part where there's no fence, how is that area enclosed? What if the omid is only next to it, but not in that part is not enclosed. The answer is, the solution is, it's Pesach. Now, Pesach is not the same thing as Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is another halach. Tzuras HaPesach, we see later in the Gemara, creates a stima. That would be like a wall in its own right. This is not a wall. This is a Pesach. But the pshat is, a Pesach is that even when the air is enclosed, there are entrances. That doesn't take away the shame of being mukaf. The fact that it's a Pesach, we can view it as a Pesach, means that the area is viewed as enclosed, even though there's a gap, because the gap just means it's a Pesach. So this is what Rashi would mean when Rashi says that Lashon back earlier in Dav Dalid, Mistama, having an echoing the Lashon HaMishnah there. Her vias he kula Pesach. In other words, here the sukkah is considered to be an area that's enclosed, just that the fourth ruach, the fourth direction, that's a Pesach. Comes out that any time you have a sukkah, even though there's one ruach, one direction that's open, the reason why the area is called enclosed within the sukkah, because we view it as a Pesach. Now when we have a sukkah of two walls and a tefach, so we understand that the tefach is a chidush, that you can count a dofen tefach as a dofen for sukkah. That's clearly part of the halacha mosh misim. And we also will argue the idea that we see already, that the yesod of the halacha is that we can view that tefach, it's not more, it's only a tefach, as if it was standing all across that third side where it is. It's positioned on only tefach worth of the space of the third side of the sukkah. But we can imagine as if it would be closing that entire area. But there's another thing that sukkah has to accomplish. And that is that when you have a sukkah of however many walls, ultimately you have to see that area within as being enclosed from the perspective of the fourth side too. How does that work? Because we've considered that fourth side, even though there's technically nothing there, but it's like a Pesach. So there's a din that it's mukaf because I view that as a Pesach. What is it that creates that effect, that chalos that's considered to be enclosed and it's mukaf? That's the fact that you have the walls that you have. Now, everyone understands, if I have three full-length walls of seven tefachim, so it's a lot easier to understand how that can create what I just explained, that the entire area is mukaf and the fourth side is a Pesach. After all, three walls, kilchasa, right, with the full length. Once I speak about two walls and a tefach, now it's more of a stretch, because how are you going to accomplish that effect that it's all mukaf? The answer is, they work together. And this is why, this goes back to the first shita, kineged ha-yotze. What kineged ha-yotze means? That you take the tefach, dofen tefach, which is on the third side, and you put it next to one of the two walls, so that it's next to what's now the middle wall. If this tefach would be far away, then it'd be a lot harder to create that chalos hekef if I have two walls and another tefach far away. Where does that hekef happen more readily? If the walls of the sukkah are working in conjunction with each other, if there's a strength in the connection between them, we'll see more about the yesodas later in the Gemara. The more that there's a connection, the more that you can talk about the klolius dikke inyan of the sukkah, not the tfanos per se, but that inyan that comes from the tfanos that are creating a hekef. That hekef is greater to the extent that I see the tfanos as being integrated with each other. Again, you have to trust me, we'll see more of that svara later in the Amri. But you understand why it should be that way, right? The more it's they're working in tandem. So if you put the tefach of the third wall next to one of the two walls, then I can more readily create that result that the area within is considered to be mukaf, and the fourth direction, which is open, is a Pesach. Whereas if I have just two walls connected with each other, and this tefach is all the way alone, left field, all by itself, like the Lashon HaRitva at the end, it's Yechidus, that's a lot harder to bring that into the bottom line. Again, not in terms of the fact that it counts as a dofen, and even in terms of allowing it to be viewed as going all the way across the third side, all that's good. But in terms of creating that effect, that the area that's within those walls is considered to be enclosed. Enclosed to the extent that the fourth side being open doesn't bother me because it's a tefach. That can more readily happen if the three walls are connected with each other, meaning that this is connected to one of the two walls already. That's the svar of kineged ha-yotze. Comes Rav Kana Rav Asi and say, let's do even better. Let's do even better job. Let's take that third tefach and let's bend it a little bit on an angle. So that's merzi kar machitzos. We ask, what's ab machitzos? You only have machitzos. In a chenami, you don't need ab machitzos technically as walls, but I need the effect that the area is mukaf, and therefore the more that I can create that impression that the area is mukaf from all around, and the fourth direction is a Pesach, but the more I can create that effect of an area that's mukaf, the more that the walls will work to create it. You know, basically, it's the same idea, but make it happen with the Rosh Torah. This is the second shita. The third shita, Rav Simon. So what are you gaining over here? He says you take a tefach wall, you put it just within lavud distance of one of the walls, and now, as Rashi explains, I have rov dofen. So what is the maila here? So basically, you could say, it's basically the same idea of kineged ha-yotze, but it has an additional maila that now it's not just a wall of a tefach that's connecting at the point of connection, but because you're putting it just within lavud, so it's kineged ha-yotze, it's also four. So because you create the rov dofen, so that's a... No. It's basically kineged ha-yotze, but it's even stronger because it's a wall of four. If you wanted, you could say a little differently. You could say that to the extent that they have a rule of four, which is Rav Dofen, so the problem is solved memela. In other words, the only way I can get the rule of four is by putting it within Lovewood. But it's not that I have Kenegad Ayotze plus I have a Rav Dofen. If I have a Rav Dofen, it's as if I would have three walls of seven Tvachim. And Mela, I understand that that creates a heck of it. Both say, hear me. In other words, we started out. The Rashi Adav Dalit. If I have three walls, then it's the fourth Sar is a Pesach. Meaning I have an enclosure here. So Rav Siman says, what are you trying to create? That greater koach of Gidur, of surrounding, of Hekif, through Kenegad Ayotze, through Reish Tor. If I create a Rov Dofen, then I have three walls. I have three walls. That creates Hekif. So, okay, it could be a Kenegad Ayotze, but just an additional Maila of Rov Dofen. Or it could be that if I have Rov Dofen, it's like I have three walls. Three walls can create Hekif. That would be a way. Now, would it be a Dindoraisa? In Tosus and Amid Beis, we mentioned, Tosus assumes it's a Dindorabbanan. This requirement of Simon, of Samach Pach Lishosh Tfachim, is a Dindorabbanan. As far as the other two reasons, unclear, but one could also have imagined that the whole Gemara is a Dindorabbanan. Rav Simon is a Dindorabbanan, and maybe everything until this. In other words, Midaraisa, it is what it is. You put it wherever you put it, and it works. The Chachamim wanted a higher standard. Why? For the reasons that we just stated, to create that effect of a Hekif that allows me to view the fourth side as a Pesach. So therefore, they require one, the other. Can I get a Yodse? Can I get a Rosh Tor? That's already not clear in Tosis, but one could suggest it as well. This is all a Fidarko Shel Rashi as we read the Rashis. Yeah, Rav.
Yes. Wouldn't they go according to the Simon is coming from a totally new Indian, and he's saying, like, besides Hekif, like, you guys have it all wrong. You now have a Hekif, like, you need at least some, like, a real wall. I mean, he's actually going in.
He wants to achieve the same thing. He wants to create that Hekif.
But he's saying, like, they're arguing kind of like the way with the other drama, Ryan, or the other chiefs, like, you know, you have a wall, but you don't have that Hekif field, whatever. And he's saying, you don't even have a wall. Like, you're worrying about a Hekif. Even have a wall.
Like,
the Ran said it needs to be
Chasuk Dofen.
I mean, it needs to be at least
a real Dofen. Yeah, the Ran and the Tosef Rashi both say that the idea of wall, the minimum Shir Dofen is four
Tvachim.
Hekif, like,
how would help the other sheet to connect to.
So why not just say, if you're already saying that, why don't you just say that in order to create the Hekif, you have to have a real wall? Like, why talk about a new Indian? Say that he's searching for the same result.
Hekif.
What?
I don't know if you can cling to a better Hekif when it's a tiny Tamashu more in your wood.
No,
why
not? It's better than Rosh Tor. No, it's Rav Dofen. It's Rav Dofen. So it's so now I have a real wall key. A real wall can create a heck of better than a Rosh Tor can do.
It's not a real wall.
With love, but it is. Okay, you're saying okay.
The whole Indian that.
Yeah. To say he's challenging the fundamental assumptions of before. Rather try to minimize the machokis in this regard. I mean, he could say that he says, when I have this, I don't have any other problems to deal with. The underlying issue that you're trying to address is solve memela the way I'm doing it. We'll see. This is a mahalach that we're presenting within Rashi. Now here you have, let's now go off to the Ramban, in the Mulchamos. This is one of the pshatim that the Ritva mentions, but he doesn't mention the Ramban by name. And this is also mentioned by Tosfos HaRash. What does the Ramban do? He quotes a Gemara of Bava Basra, and he wants to link the sugya here, both Rav and also Rav, those who ask on Rav, but kind of Rav Asi, to what you find in the sugya of Bava Basra. What's the sugya of Bava Basra talking about? Mechira Sada. We're going to see now from the Ramban, we have to remind ourselves, the Ramban is obviously, the way he's going to learn the sugya and trying to connect it to Bava Basra, he's obviously looking for a different solution to a different problem than that of Rashi. What's going to emerge for Rashi and Ramban is that what works for one in Kenegad Ayotze would not do the trick for the other, to the contrary. What does the Ramban bring from the Gemara Bava Basra? Somebody sets out boundaries for a field. So he has one side where the boundaries extend further down, a longer distance, and then the other marker on the other side is shorter. Says Rav. The Rashbam explains, Matzalo Hamoche Sadel Chaveo Bishtar Machira Mitzah Maravi Aruch Meir Amma Mitzah Mizrachi Kinegdo Katzer Nun Amma Shulhegia Elat Chatzia Sade. Okay, so now, how much of the field is included in the sale? So Rav says, Lo Kon El Kinegda Katzer. In other words, as much of the area that would also correspond to the shorter of the two lines. So everything up until that point is included. Anything that goes beyond the shorter boundary is not part of the mechira. So it would only be, let's say, in the case we just said, half the field, not all the way to the 100 mark, but to the 50 marker, because that's the shorter mitzvah on one side. Amalei Rav Kana Bravasi L'Rav Yikne Kineged Rosh Tor. See, here you have mamish the same lashon kemat as in Sukkah that they asked, and the same players, right? Rav and Rav Kana Bravasi challenging Rav in the words Yikne Kineged Rosh Tor. What does that mean? That means that if you have one marker which is going longer and one is shorter, why are you assuming you're always getting is up until the cuts there? Why not say that the Aruch accomplishes what? That you could draw a line diagonally from the point which is the end point of the Aruch, of the longer Meitzar, down to where it meets up with the end point of the shorter Meitzar. And anything that's within that line should also be part of the Mechira. Anything that would be on the other side of the line would not be part of the Mechira. So we're not saying that it should be Kona everything all the way up and completely till the point of the longer marker, but we should at least give you more than what Rav is giving you. Rav is giving you only Kineged HaKatzer, and it's saying the Yikne Kineged Rosh Tor. Yeah, so what does it mean? Take into account beyond the point of the Katzer anything that will be within the line of the diagonal that you would draw from the end point of the Aruch all the way to the Katzer. Clear, everybody? The picture's clear? The response of Rav was silence. Shasik Rav. Very similar again to our sugya. Says the Ramban, says the Tosav Rosh, that the sugyas actually are lishitasim. And now we have to understand what this means. The first thing you notice, achar, is, according to Ramban, seems to be a din d'oraisa. Sugya mechira is not a din d'rabbanan, it's a din d'oraisa. So what does it mean over here? So let's speak it outside, then maybe we'll look inside soon in a minute. So let's start with the first sheet of Rav in our sugya of Kineged HaYotze. For the Ramban, for Tosav Rosh, Kineged HaYotze does not mean what we just said for Rashi, namely that you put it next to the one of the two walls that are right angles, meaning not misconnected to what would now be the middle wall. To the contrary, that would be a problem. The problem would be the same problem as the sugya in Bava Basra. How do we solve that problem? It has to be parallel to the last tefach of the longer wall. So again, so you have two walls, seven tefachim each. Now you have this tefach, and you want to know where to put it. You can't put it equal to the parallel wall at the beginning. You have to put it parallel to the last tefach of that other wall opposite. That's Kineged HaYotze. What's the issue here? Obviously, the issue has to be parallel to the sugya there in Bava Basra. The sugya in Bava Basra means what was included in the Mechira. Did I sell you that area of land that goes past where the Meitzar Katzer ends? The Rav says, no. Lokana Ella Kineged HaKatzer, the Lashon of the Rishonim, the Sin, the Ritter, Bitel HaAruch HaKatzer Es HaAruch. So the fact that he went expanded the boundaries further is irrelevant. All we gave him was up to, equal to, where the shorter boundary ends. Mela, what would this mean by sukkah? If the tefach would be closer to the end, to the point where it's next to the middle, that was now the middle wall, then the area of the sukkah would only be defined by the area up until the tefach ends of the new tefach, which is not a shiur sukkah. So I have nothing to work with. I have nothing here. I have no kosher sukkah. How do I have a kosher sukkah? How do I have an area to enclose here? I have to put that tefach parallel with the last tefach of the wall opposite it. The fact that it didn't start until later doesn't bother me. If it would start and end at an earlier point than the other wall, then the area of the sukkah beyond that is not part of the sukkah. It's not part of the sukkah. But if I ended, if I started at the last point, that would be allowing all this area to be part of the sukkah. Obviously, for the Ramban, we're not looking for the same issue as Rashi. For Rashi, what were we trying to accomplish? To create a greater effect of a gidur, of that mukaf, avim machitzos, of mazik avim machitzos. And for Rashi, the way to do that is to connect it. For the Ramban, the issue is something else. What's the issue? The area of the sukkah, what's considered part of the area of the sukkah? What's, if it's going to be put over here, then anything beyond that is not part of the sukkah. This is the sheet of Rav, how it connects to the sheet of Bava Basra. Now it gets a little more sticky. We speak about Rav Kana Rav Asi. The Chayra, what was Rav Kana Rav Asi? What were they saying over there in Bava Basra? Why not leave the markers where they are? But even if this, the Meitzah Katzer ends where it ends, but the Meitzah Arach, the longer border, can still have relevance. Why? Because I'll draw a marker, I'll draw a line from there down to where the shorter marker ends, and I can include all that area as well. That's over there. The Lashon of Gemara here is what? The Amidenu Keneged Rosh Tor. What's the simple reading of the words, as you would imagine? The issue is Heichan Mamido, right? So where do you put the last tefa? So what did the first sheet say? You put it Keneged Ayotze, which means put it at the very end, corresponding to the last tefach of the longer wall, opposite it. What are they saying? Put it somewhere else. How does that parallel what we're talking about above Vasa? So let's look at the Lomba. How did the Ramban solve this? What's the answer to this kasher of both sides? Pshat. Pashup Pshat. For the Lomba. That's the Pashup Pshat. What's the? How did the Ramban learning the Amidenu Keneged? How is that Lashita? Again, Rav Lashita, so I understand. What's the Rav Kana Vavasi Lashita? If the issue here is where to put it, there you're leaving it in the same place. You're not moving the Meitzar Kotzer anywhere. You're just allowing the Aruch to have relevance, even though it goes further out. What would that mean over here? The Amidenu Keneged Rosh Tor, because I have another place to put it. It doesn't make sense. So how's the Ramban learning? Take a look with me. The Ramban, now we can look inside a little bit. It's interesting that in the Tosa Rush, he makes clear the Rav Lishitasa. But he doesn't really speak about Rav Kana Rav Asi's Lishitasa. Just before we look at the Ramban, take a look at the Tosa Meitosa, he reads a little bit easier on this. He says, Mefurish, it's connecting to Rav over there in Bava Basra. I'm just going to Tosa Rush for a second. He says, Im hayushtei adfanos mitzach v'dor ha-mamid ha-tefach mitzoha maravis svonis. If the two walls are east and south, you put the tefach on the northwest that would correspond to the last ending point of the hayotzei shebedorom that's going out from the south, so instead of So it's now northwest, corresponding to the last tefach of the southwest. Okay, neged ayotzei shem mizrach meshach hatzafon. Again, the same cheshbon. Shim yamidenu samach udofen dromi udofen mizrachi nimsa orach keneged katzel ledas rab lo hay osa tefach matir el kenegdo. But as the letamei the amar hasham beings being my babas or samach beis matzas b'shem ashriya rav haygo. What the Tosafot Rashi does not do is follow the next line of the Gemara. But at first glance, we're both saying here the difficulty. Where does Avkan of Avasi, the Yamid, Keneged Boshtor, by Sukkah, fit with the Lishitasam in Baba Basra? Right, that's Pshat. Right? So now look at the Ramban. What does he do for that? The first Chelk of the Mochamos is all with the Cheshbon of Shasik Rav and different Gemaras and what to make of the Shasik Rav. And then within that connection, he gets to explain our Gemara. So he says, he brings the Gemara in Baba Basra, also another case of Shasik Rav. And he says, so who do we hold like then? Shasik Rav? The action, do we hold like those people who ask a question and seem to stump Rav? Do we hold like them or not? So they ask, V'yikne Keneged Bo Shtor over there by Mechira, Lo Kaimon Kavasayu, Misuga Dishmaitza the Asya Karav, Bechem Pasak Rabinu Agado. In other words, so we hold like Rav over there, that Lokan El Keneged HaKotzer. Now back to our sugya. El Perush Hayotze. What's Hayotze? Keneged Hayotze. Hu Sof Hadofen Ha'aruch. So what's Hayotze for the Ramban? Sof Hadofen Ha'aruch. Right? You have a Dofen Aruch, and now you have the Tefach. Tefach is going to be positioned corresponding to where? To the end point of the longer wall. Ukenegdo humamid ha-tefach rachok min ha-kosel ha-achir. Meaning, what we might call the middle wall, but it's far from that. Why? She'ima, and I'll explain. She'ima yishtei tfanos mizrach v'darom ubala hamid ha-tefach v'mayrav. You have two walls, south, east, and south. And now you're going to put it on the south, on the west. Again, east. Let's just imagine east, right? East. What do we have now? East. Where's south? Here. Okay. East, south. Where's west? Here. Okay. So what are my options? Option number one. This won't go over in the recording. Okay. This is option number one. To my right. But what's the other option? Over here, the end. Right, meeting the last tefach of the east. Shemeshteit fanas mizrach, the darom, ubola hamid hatefach b'mayrav, the mayrav is this here. Marchiko min hadarom. Darom, we said, was where? Over here. Not close to darom, rather. Umoshko krapi tzafon ad keneged sof dof mizrachi. Dof mizrachi is here. So ad keneged sof. That's the keneged hayotze. Remember, what did Rashi say keneged hayotze was? Right next to it. What's the Ramban say keneged hayotze means? Sof. Shenimsa dofen mizrachi aruch. That's this one here. Sofo sheklapi tzafon. The sofa tefach mechuvanim ze keneged ze. So it doesn't start where the long wall starts, but it ends where the long wall ends. Why there? Why not the alternative? Why not closer? Shem yamidenu samach dofen dromi. This is a dofen dromi. If you put it closer to that, the nimsa aroch keneged katzer. Ladas rav lohaya osa tefach shehu akatzer. That means the new. This new wall, this wall of a tefach, loya osa tefach shukatsa matir ella kenegdo. All you've done is created a hefter and a sukkah opposite it. It's only a tefach. The azda l'tamei, and this is the easy part. Rav l'shitasa, the amar hasam will kana aruch el kenegdo katsa. Now, Tosaf Rashi was silent on the next line of Gemara. Says the Ramban, v'rav kana v'rav asi akshulei. Now comes our Gemara. Rav Kan Rav Asi are asking him, V'yamidenu keneged Rosh Tor. We would imagine what V'yamidenu mean. Let's position it in a Rosh Tor. But look at what Ramban does here. He plays a slave hand here. don't get, he says, the Amidenu doesn't mean to put it in a different place. I mean, sorry. The Amidenu, sorry. It does. It means put it, but the Amidenu doesn't mean, let's read the Ramban himself. The Amidenu Rosh HaTor, meaning the Yatir Keneged Rosh Tor the Meshech Shtei Adfanus. The Amidenu for the Ramban is not the Amidenu put it in a place that we call Rosh Tor. The Amidenu put it closer. Put it closer to it, to the south wall. But let it still accomplish more than what you think. You think it's just accomplishing to be Mater Kenegdo. No, it should accomplish on an angle. You should be able to draw a line from the end of the long wall all the way down to the end of the short wall of the Tefach. And that should also be within its range of being Matir. Okay, so again, what are we saying? Not to put it at a position that we're going to classify as Rosh Tor. Put it where? Not Keneged the Sof of the long wall. Put it Keneged the beginning of the long wall. But what should be accomplished? You're saying it's only Matir Kenegdo. So I see Menachem a second. It should be Matir more than Kenegdo. And this is Mamish Kishitasam. What did they say over there? That even if you have the Kutzer ending at this point, but the Aruch should accomplish that allows you to be Kona at the diagonal angle, whatever within the line that will go from the end of the long wall down to the end of the short wall, with the short Meitzah. So this is the Ramban's Rishitasam over here. The Yamidenu Keneged Rosh Tor, meaning the Yatir Keneged Rosh Tor B'meshech Shtei Adfanos, in whatever will be that line between the two walls, the Inunami Asli Yatamay. This is the Rishitasam. The Aminan Hatsam Yikne Keneged Rosh Tor V'nidchu Devrayim She'ein Mamid Ba'alachson. We don't go like them. V'amdu Devrav. Okay, let's read the next. Comes up Simon. Nach, question.
Rosh Tor for him is literally the Rosh of the Torah. You should literally put it at the head of the Shura. It's funny because Rashi is the one. No, that's not what he's saying. He's not saying put it at Rosh Tor. No, he's not what he's saying. He's saying let it be Matir at a diagonal. Right. Put it not Keneged Hayotzei,
which means at opposite the far, the last Tefach of the long wall. Put it closer to the south wall. Put it.
Which is Rosh Tor, right? I mean, because you're putting it at the Yatir Keneged Rosh Tor. Well, why does it have to be like that? Why can't it literally be that you're Mamid Keneged Rosh Tor, meaning literally at the head of the Shura, which is going to be the south wall? Rosh Tor means diagonal, however you work the muscle out. It means on a diagonal, at an angle. But the point is, it should be Matir at a diagonal. The Yamidenu Keneged Rosh Tor, V'yatir Keneged Rosh Tor.
What you're trying to put in the Yamidenu,
I was just saying that Rashi brought the Gemara to prove that Rosh Tor was a diagonal.
Yeah.
Because the reason Rashi needs to do that is because Pashtus, Rosh Tor doesn't mean that. Right? Rosh Tor seems to mean like you're just putting it at the end of a wall, right, or at the top of a wall. You might have thought, when we read the Gemara, it was unclear what's Rosh Tor. It sounds like it's the same thing as Keneged Hayotzei. So Rashi then needed to bring the Gemara to say, no, Rosh Tor is really referring to the diagonal.
Torah is a shura. Shura is harisha. Unless you think Torah is a shura, the wall.
Like a shura.
That's what you want to say? Torah means a shura.
I'm just saying.
I assume that the muscle is the same regardless. It's about Tulamim in the field. That's what I thought.
Before Rashi needed to bring the Gemara because you would have thought it's exactly the same thing as Keneged Hayotzei, no? Meaning you read the Gemara, it's not clear what the difference is. And then Rashi needs to tell you, Keneged. Because Rosh Tor, you're bending, it's coming at an angle.
So that's what the muscle in the field as well. I don't know. Okay, you want to try to work it into better in the words. But the basic idea in the Rabban is to make it parallel of Kanvavasi. What's going to mean is Viyatir. Put it closer to the middle wall. Put it where Rashi would call that Keneged Hayotzei, and we weren't calling that Keneged Hayotzei. But let it still accomplish to be Matir in a diagonal. Question of Rav.
Why can't we say, though, that he means to just tilt it and that it'll stay at the opposite end, but it'll be at a diagonal? I mean, how do we know he wants it to be moved closer to the wall?
He's saying to tilt it. He's not saying to tilt it.
Like the ripple where the shikshu, where it's just at an angle, but it's still opposite. And that way it's actually extending to the corners. It doesn't sound like he's saying move it close to the wall.
If you want it, let's see tussum. You're gonna have to say it my way, because he wants to create the same sheet that. What are they saying to there? Rav holds over there that he only was cone of the area of the field opposite what's between the kutzer, up to where the kutzer ends. That's what he gets. Right? No. It is. So therefore, because Rav holds that way, Rav needed the tefach of the third wall to end where the opposite wall ends. The fact that it doesn't start where it starts doesn't bother me. What's important is that it ends where the long wall ends. But I couldn't put it closer. I couldn't begin it where the long wall begins, because then I'm stuck. Then all I have in the sukkah, the area of the sukkah, is going to be only that's between where the tefach ends is where the sukkah ends, not where the long wall continues. So if you want Rav Kanavasi to be l'shitasam, what you're going to have to do is create the case that's similar to over there, meaning that the short wall, the short meitzar ends, and still you should get more. So that's what I'm saying over here. I'm just plugging it in. So what they're saying is, don't say that you have to move the tefach to be ending where the long wall ends. Keep the tefach to begin where the long wall begins and ends before the long wall ends. It ends earlier. But yet, I should be able to get much more area in the sukkah because of the diagonal, because of that principle. That's what it means. Otherwise, that's lishitasa.
Rav, wouldn't Lashitaso mean that he has the issue where it ends?
I mean,
he's already not
Lashitaso. Lashitaso is because of what the Tosafot says. Because he holds Lo Kan El Keneged HaKatzer, therefore he requires the third Tefach, the third wall Tefach, to be positioned at where the long wall ends and not where the long wall begins.
To avoid that problem.
Exactly. That's Lashitaso. And if kind of Abasi al Lashitasam, because they say, no, I can even put it in the beginning where the long wall begins, but I'll still be able to gain that entire diagonal. That's what I'm saying. Otherwise, it's not really, it's not really shitas,
Shmuel. You heard of Chad and Rose Sore and Ramban? How does that work with Masbeth that goes to Rubis
Ramban? That's a very good question. I want to come back to this question. Everyone hear this question. We had a simple question on Rashi, in the Rose Tor of Rashi. But I hear I have maybe an Eitzah, but it's we have to wait a little bit till I do the ritual with you to answer this question. But hear the question. He's asking a good question. According to the Sheet of Rav Kanan Rav Asi, so what are they including in the sukkah? Everyone holding cup? What are they including in the sukkah? The entire area from what? From where the longer wall ends on a diagonal to where the tefach ends. Now both sides. That's enough to be called Zion al Zion?
I don't know what we're talking about.
So they're going to have to solve it by saying, oh, by Sukkah Gdola. I hear. Okay, I'm not, but that's it is a dochik in some ways to say it, but that's what you're going to have to say, presumably, unless we have another solution.
Simon, right.
It's Mashma, right. Good. You're onto something. In the next Shita, which we'll get to. If Simon, according to the Ramban, what is he gaining with the third Shita? That you have a Sukkitana. Sounds like before we get to Simon, we're talking about a Sukkitana, and we don't have seven. So, L'chaira, we have to figure out an answer to your question. It's a very important question. Before we do that, there's some other questions to ask on the Ramban. The Ritva quotes this Pshat without mentioning Ramban by name, and the Ritva has problems with the whole analogy to the Sugya in Bava Basra. That's what I want to focus on now, that part of the Ritva. Questions, Yaakov?
According to the Ramban, Shavuot and Rav Asi, the way we explain the Chosin Rashi in the Ramban, that the Ramban is looking to include the whole area of the Sukkah, by giving Shavuot like this within Rav Asi, then he's not, then he's limiting the area of the Sukkah to the
triangle. Right. At first glance, correct. I think we have a... Maybe we'll revise it soon. The chayra, all the gaining, is a little more area, right? They're not giving you everything. They're just giving you more than... But then the problem is that if it's a small sukkah, what have you gained? You don't have enough. Slow. The Ritva asks the following kasha on the shita. He doesn't like the comparison to Sugya Bava Basra. But in the Riva, I think you can really glean, the way he phrases the difference, there are really 2 points that he seems to be making in showing that it's not analogous. One of them, one of the distinctions, maybe the Ramban, we can more readily understand what the Ramban will respond to than the other. Look carefully at the Ritva for the point where he says, again, you saw the other parts of the Ritva, he has other Pshatim in Rosh Torah, which corresponds to the Maram. Fine, we're going to go to the point where he brings this Pshat that more or less is the Ramban here in the Mechamos and Tosfos HaRosh. He says, there is this pshat that the issue is that Rav is, like he says over there, Sheyikona Koa Dofen Aruch Be'ezerua, May the Pachi Rav Kana Babasi, Hainu Ke'en Rosh Tor Dehassan, Bekach Omrulo, Masa Ata Marchiko Menakosa. This is exactly what we just said in Pshat Ramban. Masa Ata Marchiko Menakosa, Venoso Besofa Ruach, I'm in the first column, 4 lines in the bottom. I don't have to put that tefach all the way at the end. Meaning ches on the bottom. Even if I put it and connect it. But I should still be able to get an area of a sukkah from the end of the 2 lines, the 2 walls, all that within the line, within the diagonal line should be part of the sukkah, v'shasigrav. And then he says, all these pshatim he doesn't like very much. V'sakol yisaruach, daha, lo damya ha dahacha, lahi dahasam v'inyana klal. I'm on the 4th line on the left side, on nun aleph, I'm a nun, or nun beis, 4th line. This is not a good comparison. Now here's what he says. Why not? The ilu hasam in Baba Basra, the midi dahakna, kula milsa talya bedaito shel makne. The issue over there is about what does a makne intend to sell in the field. The yadua shel kone, or I should say yado probably, yado shel kone ala tachtona, lito bab pachos beshed mitzarin. The rule is that the one who wants to be able to claim that he bought it, so he can only get the minimum that's implicit in the lashon of the shtar. You can't claim more than would be obvious in the lashon of the shtar. So whatever would be the bare minimum, that's all that he's entitled to, and the maknes das is going to be seen only on the bare minimum. Ulufika chayasov erav, ki kishem mitzar lo meitzar echad aruch meitzar echad katzer, bita la katzer es aruch. Okay, so from now, the issue seems to be one of there it's das hamakne. No, the Ramban will say, if that's the only point, maybe it's more than das, it's an objective issue. What is bechlal the machira? It could have ramifications, it's not just fakna. But the Ritva goes a step further. It's not just about the issue of das hamakne that he's starting to emphasize. Something else. Rav Kana Bravasi ask, Shlo bito shetikona keneged rosh torah. It's not bito completely. He still should get with the diagonal. But continues the Ritva. But why should it not be relevant for sukkah? Listen how he puts it. Abol hacha dofne sukkah de achshe rachmana b'shtayim kilchasan u'shlishas tefach. When the Torah is machshe a sukkah with 2 tfanos and shlishas tefach, ki'ilu hakol sasu. It's as if it's all closed. Who's the person who's come to miskaven? He comes back to the point about by a makna. There's a makna that's miskaven. Who's miskaven? Shalik now connected that kotzer. Adraba. Din Torah sheyeh atefach kotzer kone v'sosin kemala aruch. The ilo lemay asay hilchesabu kemti atefach. What's the whole yisod of shlishis tefil tefach? What's the whole yisod? What's the yisod of the field tefach? What does it mean? That the tefach of the short wall is what? Is good enough
stretch.
To stretch. You're going to tell me that you're going to limit the dofen aruch by virtue of the dofen katzer, just like you do in mechira. How can you say that? To the contrary. The halacha of shlishis tefil tefach is not coming to limit The longer walls, it's coming to extend the short wall. That's the whole yisod of Shizat Yil Tefach, to be machshir. Means you can view this tefach as if it was longer. So who's kaptim mevatel it? Over there, there's a mocher who's mevatel it. Here, the contrary. Who's mevatel it? Did Torah that the tefach hakatzer is kone v'sosein? Otherwise, what's the halacha coming for? Vade lo aso lechaser dofen hasholem ela haslim lasos dofen shlishis. Now this already is a big time on the Ramban. Here we have to think creatively. What exactly would the Ramban say to this time? Seemingly, what the Ritva is saying, again, he starts off by pointing about it's a yad konal tachtona, but the main thrust of the Ritva's kasha is not just that, but that's a din of bechira. The Ramban holds it's an objective issue. But he says, but here the halacha of shlishis tefach says that the Torah is allowing the shlishis to be extended. So what is the problem that you're trying to identify here? You're trying to solve that the only area that's included in the sukkah is what? Is the area kineged hakatzer, meaning where the tefach ends. No, to the contrary, the tefach is going all the way out. So it's all included. That's the din of sukkah. So what would the Ramban respond? So go back to the Mochamos. Go back with me to the Ramban. Ramban says something very interesting in the Hemshach HaDvarim. Skip the part where he says that Rav Simon, we'll come back to that too. But right after he finishes, Zeh Apirus HaNachon, he quotes a Yerushalmi. Zeh Apirus HaNachon, V'kach Pirshu Rabbeinu Shriya Gaon, Rabbeinu Hai Gaon. V'kach Matzasi B'Yerushalmi. It's a whole tumult in the Nusach of the Yerushalmi, the Girth of the Yerushalmi. Let's hear the Yerushalmi of the Ramban. Kach matzasi b'Yerushalmi. And in what the Ramban is going to quote here, there's maybe an answer, the beginning of an answer to what the Ritva is asking. Let's see. Nuschos medukdakos. Rav Omar. Now the Yerushalmi here is also the same type of sugya. Ahechan amido. Where are you putting the third tefach? Rav Amar, Osa shel tefach, this third wall of a tefach, Tzricha shetehe, Mishucha min hakoso. What does that mean, Mishucha min hakoso? Far away from the, what we're calling the middle wall now. Not next to it. That's the Kineged HaYotzei of Rav and Agamar, right? In other words, equal to the last tefach of the long wall. Shmuel Amar, no, a few tema knusa, kama. Even if it's very, very inside, very much inward, can be very close to the, very much connected to the middle wall. Why? Fine, why? Roin osa ki ilu hi yotze. Sounds familiar? What does Shmuel say? No problem. Put it knusa, put it all the way in. Why? Roin osa ki ilu yotze. What is the lashon that the Ramban is putting into Shmuel? Ki'ilu yotze, that's the yisod of, that it's good, it's nimshach, it's going all the way across. This is what the Ritva was asking, this is the rush that we had earlier, by Yitzdeba such a svara. This is what the Rishalmi in Shmuel is saying. Go down two lines, and you have a few more words after this. It's hard to know exactly how to punctuate and so on. Uperuso barur. Two lines down. After he finishes the Yerushalmi, the quote, the Perusha Bar, the Rav Savar Tzorich Leharchik Osa Shel Tefach Min HaKoso Shebetzido. You have to distance the Tefach from the wall next to it. Kedei Sheyehe Omed, it should be positioned, standing, Keneged Sof HaKoso SheKenegdo Hu Yotze. So that's Keneged HaYotze of Rav and Ar Gemara. That's Rav. What does Shmuel hold? In the Yerushalmi, at least. Shmuel savar, afilu hu kanus mimenu harbe. That's kanus kama, even if it's all the way in. V'hu samuch l'koso shebitzido. It's still okay. Why? Roin oso ki'ilu hu nimshach v'yotze achutz k'neged ko orach ha'aruch shekenegdo. In other words, does Shmuel accept this idea that we should say bitel aruch, bitel akatzer es ha'aruch? No, Shmuel says, why not? Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that? Because we imagine it going all the way out. That was whose kasha on the Ramban? That's effectively the Ritva's kasha. How can you say it's going to be limited? To the contrary, the din Torah is that it goes out. This is exactly Shitas Shmuel in the Yerushalmi. This is mamash what the Rabban is quoting from the Yerushalmi. Rav said what Rav says in our Gemara Bavli. Shmuel says not what the Bavli says Shmuel says. What does the Bavli say Shmuel says? Like Rav. Rabban is going to note that. The Yerushalmi has a different version of Shmuel. But why did Shmuel disagree? Why does Shmuel say he can be next to the wall? Because of the time of the Ritva. Suddenly, the whole point of the Ritva, Rohan, Kiyu, Nimshach, seems to be Chayra, totally in the Machokis, Rabbi Shmuel, and Yerushalmi. And he goes on, just finish for a second. That's what Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, from this Yerushalmi, I can see what is the machokas going on in Asugya. Umau keneged hayotze. What does hayotze mean? You see Rav there, you see Rav here. Unique hayotze must mean at the end of the long wall is where you put the tefach. But the only thing is to notice, shitasu shoshmu mochrefes in magamar shalon v'shmei delevi. It's the opposite of our Bavli's version of Shmuel. We find other sugyas like that as well. Yerushalmi is a different version of Shmuel. Now, what would that mean? So the kasha of the Ritva was, how can you say that the sukkah is limited by where the katzer ends, where the tefach ends? To the contrary, the tefach goes all the way out. And here we see in the Ramban, that is in fact Shita Shmuel. Because Rowan Kiwa Nimshach. What did Rav hold? What did Rav hold? So he holds that there's no din Rowan Kiwa Nimshach. In other words, this Yisrael, the Bron Kiel and Nimshach, is Machokas Babi Shmuel and Yerushalmi. Could be. But why do I have a problem with that?
It's not based on...
L'chara, if you put it, Keneged HaYotze, all the way at the end. So where do I have a wall in the other part, where there's no Tefach? Where's your wall over there? Where's your wall on the third side? You don't have a Tefach of wall. How does it work? How does it close the third side? Wouldn't also mean because it's Kiyu Nimshach? So then what's the point? So what is the issue? So what's the response to the Ritva's Kasha? So why does Rav say that it's got to be at the end? If it's Kiyu, you hope Kiyu, if Rav agrees that you imagine it be stretching, so then let it be in the beginning. So this is a tease, because there's a way around this. Let's see. What could we say? Avram?
I was thinking maybe kind of like when you put that tap up, what are you doing? So like kind of like the bare minimum of what you need to do. Like if you put it at the end,
yeah.
Obviously you're not just putting it at the end. You're putting it at that sig meaning at opposite the
at cover. The point where the long wall ends.
Right, so you're signifying that it's going somewhere. So yeah. It's going that way or that way. But if you put it at the beginning, you have room to say maybe it stops there. I mean, you have to come up with like an extra good.
But
like
doesn't the Torah medically extend it? Wouldn't it be the halacha that if the halacha came to say that the tefach considers if it will be all cross, so why doesn't it extend now?
No, because that it would be different. I mean, the halacha is telling you could put it at a place where you could view it as extended.
But that was the Ritva's time. You have a right to say it shouldn't extend. That's the question.
If you put it at the opposite end. Can't say it's not extending because otherwise you're just putting a break.
Is it about you or is it about the Torah? In the Mechira, it's about you. But Sukkah is an objective halach. The Torah says it extends.
Meaning, like if you put it at the
yeah.
opposite end,
yeah,
it's not going to do anything unless it extends. The Torah is saying you can put it there and that allows you to extend. But if you put it here,
mm-hmm.
it could potentially stop there. And you'll have a problem.
Okay.
Unless you do another good, which like, you can't not do good. Otherwise it doesn't do
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm listening. Let's hear. Anyone else? I hear. Yeah.
Why do we have to go on the premise that the local interest in Rome, I can't say that if you're a test off, it's good enough?
So, initially I was hinting to that. In other words, that's good for the Machokis and Yerushalmi. Shmuel argues and says it's based on Rowan, and that's why Shmuel says it can be closer, and Rav doesn't accept Rowan. But the only thing is, so then how does it work when it's at the end? I mean, so you mean it just works? You don't need
yeah,
it, doesn't
right.
have to,
well,
it just works.
You just need a wall as a tefach, and for other reasons, it needs to be at the end to make sure we're closing the air
yeah.
properly.
You don't need, it doesn't have to be Rowan. You know, Rowan is not, the Ramban, by the way, so you have another Makor in Rishonim about Rowan. That's the Ramban in the Yerushalmi. But you're saying maybe Rav argues on Rowan. I can't disprove what you're saying, but it would be interesting to say, Machlokas, whether you say Rowan or not. Maybe we can go a different way. Maybe we can step back a second. What are we asking? You can't say that the sukkah is limited to where it is by the end of the tefach, and in which case I don't have a sukkah, because of Rowan. Maybe it goes the other way around. Rowan only works when it's Rowan to an area that's part of the sukkah. If I have an area that's part of a sukkah, it's just I'm missing a wall, then the answer is that the tefach wall is as if it was extending the entire side. But if there's a concept that we see in Baba Basra and the Ramban, it's not limited to Mechira, that if I have one long dimension and one shorter one, and I say that what is marked off here is only Keneged HaKotzer, it's not just about Mechira, anywhere. So what does the Sukkah Rabbos say? The quote-unquote Sukkah is only what is up until where the Tefach ends. So don't tell me, well, no, but I can extend it further and then have a sukkah further. No, first I have to have a sukkah, then I can make a wall to that sukkah. But if the area here is by definition, this is the area that would be enclosed, because it's only going up to this point, then I can't create this heksha sukkah beyond that through Rowan if I don't have it to begin with. I have to have an area that I can be viewed as part of, no, a priori, I have to have an area that's called the enclosure, that would be enclosed. Now I can talk about the tfanos and how far it goes. But if fundamentally the tefach is ending at the first point, and I don't have a sukkah now, so now I'm going to create a sukkah because I'm going to say Rowan? No, to the contrary. I'm going to say I have nothing to start with, so like 0, 0, 0. I can't say Rowan if I don't have anything beyond that to work with. The sukkah is only up here. It's not a sukkah. But then I'll have to look at the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel in this very point. In other words, but what does Shmuel say in the Yerushalmi? No, to the contrary. To the contrary. I can put it right away. I put it right next to the end. Right next to the middle wall. And since there's a rule called Rowan, therefore I can view that as extending. I can view the whole thing. It's like a boy in Kayachad. I can view the whole thing as part of the sukkah, and I have my wall and I have my sukkah. So it's interesting machlokes. It's like a chicken and the egg question. In other words, what comes first? Do I first have to establish that I have an area that could become misuyam as a sukkah area? And then I could talk about Rowan, but if to the extent that I'm going to narrow my framework to only the area where the tefach ends, which ends up after only one tefach of the long wall, and I don't have enough of a sukkah there, then Rowan's not going to be invoked. Rowan can only be invoked if I have an area that I can call subject to being enclosed as part of the sukkah. But here, I'm limited by the halacha of bitel ha'aruch, as a katzur ha'aruch. I don't have anything to work with. I can't say Rowan. What do I say to the contrary? If the halacha is that the tefach can expand, then I have my sukkah and I have my tefach and I have my wall. So I'd rather look at it from this perspective and say, well, the machlokes is whether I say Rowan on Shushas of tefach. I'd rather assume that that's halacha that is underlying the Yisod of Shushas of tefach, even according to Shmuel. And that's why, and even according to Rav, I should say. And if I put it all the way down, it's also halacha Rowan. Otherwise, where's my wall until I get to that point? The answer is, but if I put it at the end, then I can see the entire area up until the tefach as part of the sukkah. If it didn't start where the long wall started, it doesn't bother me. As long as it ended where the long wall ended. And then the Rowan works to seal off the rest of the part, up until the last tefach. But if I put it closer, so here Rav would say, so the whole area that I'm working with is only up until the tefach. So then I can't say Rowan, because I don't have that. Rowan is only Rowan on an area that's part of it, that's considered shayach to be part of the sukkah. If this is correct, then maybe we can come back to Shmuel's kasha. Shmuel, you had a good kasha. According to Ramban, what was Rav Khan Rav Asi, what were they driving at? What were they saying? That even if I put it closer and connect it to the middle wall, mamish, but still, I should be able to have the area that would be within the line diagonally that I draw from the end of the long wall to the end point of the short wall, meaning the end of the tefach. So you asked, but if we're talking about a small sukkah, so what's that going to do for you? You don't have an area of a sukkah. All they wanted to accomplish was give you that area that you passed. Maybe we can explain the following. Maybe that really what they wanted to achieve was not just the area within the diagonal. Because what they wanted to do is the following. If I say that the short wall, which ends at a tefach, is making anything beyond that, on the longer wall, irrelevant, then I'm stuck. Then I have nothing to work with. Then I have no area that could be called sukkah beyond that limited area. And then I can say that the tefach extends, as we just explained within the Shita of Rav. In theory, he accepts the idea that I can extend the wall of the tefach further, but I have to have the shem sukkah beyond that. But that's only if the long wall is irrelevant. But if the long wall has relevance, because it allows you to take the area and expand it beyond where the short wall ends, because it gives me the area of the diagonal. If that's true, then you no longer say that the short wall is nevato the long wall. Now it already has relevance. If it has relevance, then I have a right to say shlishis afilu tefach can extend out. The only reason I can't invoke the rule of extending the tefach out to have a perfect sukkah all the way out is because the tefach is creating a limitation on the long wall that it cannot do anything, not speak to anything beyond where the short wall is. It doesn't exist. You can't create a sukkah on something which is not part of the sukkah. It's not shaykh to the sukkah. Anything beyond where the tefach ends is not part of the sukkah. Now you want to say, oh, but the tefach goes further. It doesn't go to an area that's not part of the sukkah. But say Rav Khan of Rav Asi, if I can imagine that the long wall does something for you, it allows you to bring area beyond where the tefach ends, because it brings in the diagonal. So it's not irrelevant. Now the halacha of shusafil tefach can be invoked. Now already there's what to talk about beyond this area. Now already, to the contrary, rather than saying that the short wall limits the long wall, and now I still have nothing, to the contrary, now the long wall can have a counterpart, and I can take the shusafil tefach and extend it. So, in other words, bottom line is, Rav Khan and Rav Asi want to achieve, not what you said before, Yaakov, only the area of the diagonal, but what they're gaining now is the entire area of the sukkah, because of the halacha of shlishis afilu tefach. But why can they do that? Because so long as the long wall has something to say, because you can always add the diagonal, now already, the din of shlishis afilu tefach can take that tefach and take it out. It's a big chiddush. I don't know. Just because the kasha is such a strong kasha, maybe saying this, we can play with the svara maybe and say that ultimately we can use the kasha of the ritva as the answer for why Rav Khan Rav Asi have a good sukkah even beyond the area of the diagonal, even on the sukkah tana. But okay, that already is a chiddush. But the basic question in the Yerushalmi, I think, could be very much tied into this question. What comes first? Do we say shlishis afilu tefach, mela, everything works? I don't say that mevatel the aruch, or do we say to the contrary? It's mevatel the aruch, and therefore I can't say shlishis afilu tefach. That could be the underlying issue. And that's the machokis of it for the Ramban as well. Yeah, Eitan.
I don't really understand. How is the Ramban connecting with Kahana in the end to the Bavasra?
The answer is Rav Khan and Rav Asi are saying, just as over there, they'll let you be konem more than the area between the two mitzarim, because of the halacha of the diagonal. Just like they'll let you do it over there, why not do the same thing over here by Sukkah? Put the third tefach next to the middle wall, not far away, not connected to the last tefach of the long wall, connected to the first tefach of the long wall. But nevertheless, we should allow the area of the Sukkah to be defined not just by a straight line between the end of this tefach and the opposite wall, which is not going to help you, but rather by an area of the diagonal, the same way that you want to do it by Mechira, let's do it here as well. By the area of the diagonal from the end of the long wall all the way down to the end of the tefach, and all that area should be within the Sukkah. The problem that we ask is, but maybe it's not a Shia Sukkah. It's only a Sukkah Ketana, but not a Shia Sukkah. Trying to say a little of a chidush, that maybe once I can expand it beyond what would otherwise be, now already the din shel shvi'ut tefach can work, and then everything will be included. But that was the Rishitasim. Rishitasim is that let it even be closer, but I can still have the area of the diagonal. Rafia.
As we enter the original
The first question, I think, he puts it all together, but I think the Ramban will hold it's not just the din of das hamolchem and yad kon al tachtona. It's an objective issue. The Ramban holds that that's the reason why it's not part of the mechira, because when you have this, it's the only thing that's considered to be part of the dimensions are keneged hakatzer. That's it. It's not just because of the mocha's das, he's nevatel. It's a halacha that's objective. That has relevance for sukkah too. Yeah. That's what I want to say. After Karabasi said what they said, they're really driving at something more. So they're not just one, they want to give you everything.
They would just extend those two, even though there's no really wall pointing that way, you would extend it beyond the diagonal.
Yes, why? Because of the rule of Shishas Afilu Tefach. Because of the rule of Rohan Ki'ilu Nimshach.
You're giving like you're saying this diagonal is part of two walls.
Once the Aruch has something to say, then rather than limiting the Aruch, I'm going to expand the cuts. In other words, once the Aruch has something to say, it's not just nullified. It's not that it's not limited by the short wall. To the contrary, it can add something. Once it adds something, then to the contrary, then the shorter wall can become a full of more than a tefach. Then I have a good sukkah everywhere.
Right, two directions, though. It would be like putting two walls down.
Well, I mean, two walls. I mean, it's the short wall becomes a full.
No, but if it's at an angle.
No, it's not going to be an angle anymore. Since it could have been an angle, since the Aruch would have contributed to give you more area than just where the katzer ended, once it would have given you the area of the diagonal, once that theoretical construct is true, so now already, all bets are off. Now the kasha of the Ritva comes back. Now the short wall becomes already not just a tefach, but it becomes a full wall. So now no one is diagonal anymore. It's just the diagonal is just a way of indicating that you can't do this. You can't play this trick on me and say that it's not going to be enough to take the tefach and extend it because everything ends at the tefach and therefore there's nothing to speak of beyond that. There is something to speak of. The long wall would have added something. If it would add something theoretically, then already the shlishus afilu tefach takes over and extends out.
So the mice say person would have to now pick which direction to put that wall.
Wherever you put it, it could be close. It could be very close. The tefach can be close, and then everything becomes part of the sukkah.
So it's just a theory.
Yeah. Yeah. What is Rav Simon Rabos said? Just very quickly, we'll start on it. What's Rav Simon now, according to the Ramban? Take a look at the Ramban now, the middle lines of the Ramban in the Muchamos. Now, very easy sugya, no? Okay. Not so easy. Rav Simon, what's Rav Simon's position? It's more to come, though. It's more to come, so we have to deal with this. Okay, Rav Simon's pshat, according to Ramban, is different than Rashi. What did Rashi say? What am I gaining, according to Rav Simon? I'm gaining a wall, rove of a dofen of Sheva. I'm getting a wall for Tefach, next to Lavud, rove dofen. What does it accomplish, according to Rashi? It accomplishes a greater effect of creating Hekef, right? The Ramban is a whole different issue. For the Ramban, the issue is how much area is enclosed. So until now, we talked about Yagid HaYotze, one way to do it. Another way, the Kanvasi's time is, you can also get a diagonal in. Comes Rav Simon and says, Ad Shabbat Rav Simon, the Cholak, the Omar, Shemamido, you take this tefach and you put it,
the pachas mishlosha samach l'dofen. So what are you doing now? You're putting it within three of the dofen. Umatir kol meshech ha'aruch. What are you accomplishing? It's now being matir the whole seven tefachim of the aruch. How come? Me'achas sheyesh bekotzer meshech sukkah ktana im shnei levudin. Now, according to this, the tefach has to add to it not one mashu, but two mashus. The tefach is going to create a lover to two different things. It's going to create a lover to the dofen. It's going to create a lover to what? To open area. Fascinating. Shnei levudin. The asya hilchasa, the garasi lishlishis, ukimte lohachi. What did the Ramban do? Man created here a fascinating chiddush, which we have to understand. But what is he saying? That you can have a lovewood not just to a dolphin. You can have a lovewood to an open area. And I have here Zayin Tfachim. Why is Ramban... Leave that chiddush on the side. That's a tremendous chiddush. Obviously, the Chochmas Manoach on the Rambam, they're Dalid. He brings this shita. What halacha was it?
Beis.
Dalit what?
Beis.
Dalit Beis. He quotes this. He says, Ain't on the Amishnei Levudim Mishnei Ruchos of Makom Shish Omed Mikan VeOmed Mikan. The Revach Ben Taim. When you say Lavud, they have Omed on each side. The My Lavud Keilu Davuk BeOmed Mizeh VeDavuk BeOmed Mizeh. What does Lavud mean? It's Davuk in the Omed. Nimtza Kesasum. Av Lavud BePasuach LaAvi Lo Amrinan. Very strange. But Lamaisa, what does the Rav Man need this?
Saying that we're changing the halacha motion Sinai from being able to...
From the Ramban, it's clear. That's exactly what he says. Is this Drabban no Doraisa? Meduik in the Ramban, what is it? Drabban no Doraisa, this Rav Simon. Meduik in the Lashon Ramban, what is it? Drabban no Doraisa. What's his Lashon? That's what he says. He says, the Ashi Hilchasa v'garasa l'shizim v'kim tala ahachi. This is the halacha. This is the foil to Tosas and Amid Beis. Tosas and Beis says that Rav Simon's only din Rabbana. The Ramban is the Raisa, the Pashtas, everything before that was also the Raisa. Pashtas, the Kinegar Yotzi is the Raisa, is also the Raisa. The Ramban is saying with version of Simon, it's a Doraisa. But what is it doing? Why does he need to do this? Why does he have to create a dolphin of Sheva? What was wrong with what Rashi did? Obvious. What's the answer? Why does Ramban need to do this? Why? Because for the Ramban, the problem was what? I don't have enough of an area of a sukkah. I don't have an area of a sukkah to enclose. Because the problem is that the dofen ha-katzer is going to limit us to keneged ha-aruch, and that's all I have. I don't have a sukkah. So what do I have to do to create a sukkah? What do I have to do? I have to create a minimum sukkah of seven tefachim. Short of that, I didn't solve my problem. For Rashi, the problem was, I need a koach to create hekev. So the koach will come through the dofen of rove dofen. That was our issue, how we began this shiur. That was Rashi's issue. The Ramban issue was a very different issue. Where's my sukkah? So the Ramban needs Rav Simon to address that issue. So the Yekinegar Yod says one way. Keged Rosh Torah was another way. And Rav Simon comes and says, the halacha said that you have to create your shiur sukkah of Zayin Tefachim. What if it's a big sukkah? So what about the rest? If it ends at this point, what about the rest? What would that be kasher? How would that be kasher?
It has a shame dope.
Once I have the seven, what would you say? No? You know the answer. Sala yotzin sukkah. Once that's it, remember the case. If you have one side going further than the other side, so then, and the schach continues, so the other part is also kasher. So it could be the Ramban will hold that the rest will be kosher as well. So you're from the sukkah.